The Norman Rockwell Museum's latest exhibit is Jazz Age Illustration. It's opening tomorrow in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, organized by the Delaware Art Museum. It is the first major survey of American illustration from 1919 to 1942. Featuring more than 120 original works by the era's most influential illustrators, Jazz Age Illustration captures the sights, sounds, and spirit of a nation in transition. It is the first major survey of American illustration from 1919 to 1942, as I mentioned, a vibrant and transformative era of innovation, evolving styles, social change, and expanding popular media. We are joined by the Norman Rockwell Museum Chief Curator, Stephanie Plunkett, and Del Arts Curator of American Art and Exhibition Curator, Heather Campbell Coyle. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Joe. We are thrilled to be here.
It's really nice to have you. Thank you very much. Thank you for being patient. Oh, wait, we got a jazz track going there. Yeah, well, we'll get that. We'll get that off in a second. There we go. Thank you. Well, welcome. It's wonderful to have you both, and a great pleasure to be here. Stephanie, let us begin with you as far as this particular exhibit of how it came about.
You know, we have been so fortunate, Joe, to have a close partnership with the Delaware Art Museum, and particularly through Heather Campbell Coyle. And we have been speaking for probably, I would say, more than 2 years about the possibility of hosting this wonderful exhibition, which Heather has been planning for quite some time. And, you know, the wonderful thing is that an exhibition that we had created called Imprinted Illustrating Race is now at the Delaware Art Museum. So we have just this unique collaboration of two museums that have very strong illustration collections. And we've been so happy to be able to showcase that together.
Certainly a wonderful thing to showcase. Heather, give us a sense of your side of that story, of what it's like to provide these illustrations and put them on the road.
Absolutely. So the Delaware Art Museum has worked with the Norman Rockwell Museum for years. And I remember in just the depth of the pandemic in 2020, starting to try to, you know, perk myself up by thinking about future projects. And the one big research project I had going on was Jazz Age Illustration. And I remember reaching out and just having a call with Stephanie. Let's just talk about the actual art and illustration things. And when learning about the project that they were researching at the time, Imprinted Illustrating Race, and realizing, you know, just our institutions were looking at so many of the same artists, same moments, and, you know, how could we, you know, partner more deeply? And then years later, about 2 years ago, starting to realize that, well, maybe we could actually send, you know, exchange these exhibitions. So I've been working on Jazz Age Illustration since 2019. Obviously, it wasn't the only thing I worked on in that time.
Sure.
And it opened at the Delaware Art Museum about a year ago.
So what was the reaction when it opened? And I guess I'm interested in that term Jazz Age and what people expect when they walk into the gallery when they hear those words.
Absolutely. Great question. So when you hear Jazz Age, you expect things, all sorts of things we learned. Certainly, we were very clear that it was a big survey of illustration from mostly from the 1920s and 30s. But the idea of structuring it around Jazz Age had to do with this just bigger moment in culture. This was a moment of incredible social change and a moment where people were using jazz as a metaphor for that social change. Jazz made people nervous. So did a lot of things that were happening. The financial boom and bust, women getting the vote, prohibition, the rise of the Harlem Renaissance. All of these big cultural changes were happening, but they were making people a little bit nervous, and that became sort of, jazz became this wonderful metaphor for that. But certainly we had people asking where the instruments were. There are no actual instruments in the show. It is not an exhibition of jazz, but of work that was made during this vibrant period in American culture.
Stephanie, talk about the illustration itself and obviously, and you touched on this, but how it fits in so wonderfully with what you do in the core of your collection, which is, of course, the art of Norman Rockwell.
Yes, and in fact, there is one wonderful Rockwell in the exhibition called She's My Baby, inspired by a song and a film of the era. But in terms of the artwork that's in the show, it really reflects the diversity of artists who were working at the time because society was opening up in such a variety of ways. So, you know, there's work by many women illustrators who portrayed many different topics, including the flapper, which is such an important visual image of the period. But also the field opened up for African-American illustrators who worked for both the white press and the black press. So it was really a flowering of creativity, you know, both in terms of the illustrations that in many ways were aspirational for some people, you know, because they presented, you know, a very joyful and in some ways affluent approach to life. So they really captured what was going on at the time. And certainly there were segments of the society who disapproved, as Heather said. But the art is very varied. You know, it's everything from beautiful full-scale paintings to very delicate drawings and black and white pen and ink work that really reflects the period. You know, one wonderful piece, you know, depicts the flapper as, you know, being very good. When she was good, she was very, very good. And when she was bad, she was horrid.
Yes.
And this reflected both points of view at the time.
Jazz Age Illustration is the exhibit that's opening tomorrow in Stockbridge, Massachusetts at the Norman Rockwell Museum and will be on display through April 6th of next year. Heather, I'm curious as to one aspect of the works that were selected for this, of how much you see in many different ways a nation in transition, a nation that is changing really before our eyes.
Absolutely. That was one of the big themes of the exhibition and trying to get at images that really conveyed that. So pulling images from Harlem Renaissance artists, pulling images that represent the new types of entertainment, be it music, movies, and of course, images of those flappers who were quite the, you know, talk of the 1920s, young women out late at night without chaperones, driving cars, wearing short skirts. So, you know, trying to pull images that showed that, but also, you know, many of the most popular images of the period were a bit more conservative. So wanting to, you know, needing to represent those too, because those are what were on the cover of every magazine.
And that is it, isn't it, Stephanie, of this idea of being on the cover of every magazine. And of course, we know this from Norman Rockwell of it was such a way of reflecting what was happening in the world and what was going on. And it really, you know, there's a chicken and egg thing there of you know, who led what.
Yeah, that's a very good observation, Joe. I think the illustrations of the period are very diverse in that way. You know, of course, there were mainstream magazines like the Saturday Evening Post, which Rockwell worked for so long, that, you know, presented a more sort of, I would say, traditional view, at least for some years. And, you know, they both reflected and changed society because the circulation on those magazines was so high and seen by so many people. And then similarly, I think artists were seeking the opportunity, certainly during the Jazz Age, to be very creative and very individual in their work. So stylistically, you see, you know, a lot of different ways of working, and you see the influence of Art Deco, which was a major aspect of the movement. You also see the influence of Asian cultures on American illustration and, you know, even Egyptian culture in the forms that are used in the artwork. So the whole world seems to have been opening up at the time, and that aesthetic from different cultures throughout the world began to affect the work that was being done.
The exhibit is Jazz Age Illustration. It opens tomorrow in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. It will be on display through April 6, 2026. You can find out more information by going to nrm.org, nrm.org. Stephanie Plunkett and Heather Campbell-Coyle, I thank you so much for joining us this morning. Congratulations on this beautiful work, and thank you for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you for having us, Joe. Such a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Thank you very much. You're listening to the Roundtable, and the Roundtable will continue after this short break.